Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 213 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 29th is analyze how your principles and values have changed over the last 10 years. Detail the reasons why they have changed and whether those changes have had a positive or negative impact on your life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of knowing your integrity. Our challenge today touches on a key theme in our Write Your Own Story system, and that is growth. If we're improving by 1% every day, and we're learning, growing, and changing, then it would make sense that over time our principles may change. For example, on our podcast a few episodes back, we looked at the story of Sojourner Truth, and how in 1827 the state of New York abolished slavery. This meant that the leaders of New York learned, grew, and changed enough to question the principles of their integrity, and they knew when they needed to change. Analyzing the principles of our integrity is not a sign of weakness. Being willing to change is a sign of strength. But what we want to make sure we are not doing is just going along with what everyone else thinks, rather than truly looking inward. As I reflect back on how my principles and values have changed or remain the same over the last 10 years, here are some of my observations. Number one, I used to think that I could influence people's opinions of me by how I performed and what I produced, especially when it came to coaching. Although I might have said that winning was not most important, and my mission was to help my players build character, I would get upset when the scoreboard wasn't going our way. And sometimes I would lose my temper because I felt that if I couldn't get my players to perform better, then that was a reflection of who I was as a person. This created a lot of anxiety and tension in me, and it impacted how I interacted with my students and players. Number two, I used to think it was my job as a leader to fix people, although I never would have said it in those words. Just like I would get upset when the scoreboard wasn't going in my favor, I would also get upset when my players' behavior didn't seem to change, despite my focus on building character and trying to help my students and athletes lead themselves. But now the principle I live by is I need to lead myself first, and that means I need to constantly learn, grow, and change into a better version of myself. And that will overflow into the lives of my students and athletes. Number three, I used to think that being a coach who won games or being an outstanding teacher was what I needed to do to prove that I was a good person, a good teacher, and a good coach. But now I understand that seeking excellence in all those different areas of my life is not about writing my external story. It's about building my capacity to improve the lives of others by adding value to their lives. Growing my own character skills is not about growing my own reputation. It's about helping others write their own story and giving away everything that I have to give. So how about you? How have your principles and values changed over the last 10 years? What are the reasons why they have changed? Have those changes had a positive or negative impact on your life? These principles of my integrity have all changed due to some quote-unquote failure in my life, or something that didn't go as I originally had planned. But those disappointments had a positive impact on my life because I was able to learn, grow, and change from my experiences. And for me, the key was really looking inside myself and analyzing my integrity. It came from reflection. It came from journaling about my experiences. It came from seizing the power to write my own story. And when we can be vulnerable enough to analyze and make changes to the principles of our integrity, then we are able to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.